Shus Avimari. Melissa Gil Chazaro went through already five column. Rufa Tuma, Garsacha, Kredi Biyodai, Daita Latler, Vush called Sarkar. We left one out, we will discuss it, the Gemara Dachlam and Zayin, of the Chalva B'Shem Rav, the idea, we can only choiza al Gabo, lay out Torichov. Now they say that the Isser speaks at the ritual, why is it more common in the case of Shia? She is working with the Sigil of Shem Yechato, Masha Engin, the idea of Chazora is working with the Sigil of Mexican Marshal. Therefore, since Mexican Marshal, when he puts something inside, looks more like an active bishul, therefore, more machma, the idea of Torich negates the Sigil of Chazora. With this Avona, to understand different problems that come out a little bit in the Sigil. One is the Mishnah when he discusses on Sephalov, what is the reason why Chazora is different than the Sigil of Shia? He says in the Mishnah Brua, Sephkot Lam and Zayin, it's not the Sigil of Mexican Marshal. Yet in the Sharetzin, he brings down the Bein Tam, the Sefer Yosher, it's not the idea of Shem Yechato. I mean, it sounds like Mishmua held the ikur of both of them. Except Mexican Marshal, there's a self over here. So what's a self? To ask the idea of Toichoi. The ikur is Mexi, and that's a self to ask the idea of Toichoi. Yet as the Mishmuan Sivkot and Ayin, they get the sugya of doing Chazara on Erev Shabbos. Over there, it brings down that the Issa Chazara Erev Shabbos, Api Tois and the Rosh, the Gois Mordechai, the Torah, that's Pshat, the sugya Erev Shabbos is the Ikke Issa Chazara. Not only that, even in the case of Shabbos. Over there, the Mishmur brings down only the reason of Shem Yechato on Erev Shabbos. Now, the Shema is why? What happened to, he says, Chazara, also Mishmur, the sugya of Mexican Rashal. So, to get to the sugya of Erev Shabbos, is a sphere over there to say, let's say something's not fully cooked. Is there any Issa Chazara on Erev Shabbos? Says the Rosh, says the Torah. The idea of something that's Mexican Mavashul is the more of a reason to be makel on Erev Shabbos. Because the person will not do an act of ambitious on Shabbos, therefore it's not fully cooked. The reason with Athens, you said of Leiplug, he makel on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, coming to Achorim, they point out, they get to Erev Shabbos, before these stages only of Shem Yechato. And therefore, Mishmur will be done only the idea of Shem Yechato. Therefore, when we get to the Chumun of Erev Shabbos, he spoke out. The Chumun, we do not have the Chumun of Daita Lazar or Ida Biyadai, direct to the Mishnah Berurah. We don't have the idea of a bush called Tzarkai, if a character might be even a Kula. The idea of a Sachas does not make a difference. What about the get to the Sugya of Toichai? Is there a Chumun on Erev Shabbos? Speaks out to Yeshua's Yaakov. Since the Yisoid of Erev Shabbos is only Shem Yechato, not Mexi, Masha Enkel Yisoid of Toichai is Mexi, not Shem Yechato. Says Yeshua Siakov, for that reason, it does not apply on Erev Shabbos. Well, because that's the Yisrael of Torah is messy, and that's a Kula on Erev Shabbos. And that's very good. Look why Yeshua Siakov, before the Mishnah Berurah, he's a Yisrael by himself, saying, Shalom, the Sugya, the Rashi, Nav Lam, and Zayin. He's saying the idea of Torah does not apply on Erev Shabbos. Now, just to be fair, there is a Torah Shmuel on the Rosh, the answer steers the Rosh in Perek Dal, which seems to say that it's not applied on Erev Shabbos. He wants a Taino that Torah applies on Erev Shabbos when you have a double problem with Al Karkla and Torah. Place of Shabbos, the Meister brings down to Reshmol, which has a Teich Ma'im Shan and Rosh. Where is he coming from? There's no Makar for that. And therefore, as far as I see among the Swarm, they seem to understand that Erev Shabbos, the only Tznai that you need, the Feed the Mishnah Brua, is a Tznai of Gufok Tumor and the Gate of Sugil Chazara. All the Tznai you don't need. Teich is a little bit missing on the page over here, but off the page they point out, if it's beside the Messi, Mishmol left that out, and therefore did not apply the Gate of Sugil of Erev Shabbos. Now, the Gate of Sugil of Teich. The question really is, what defines Teichai, or what defines the word Zalkapo? What's the definition of the two? So, the Mishmur B'Gzam Skodin Nun Zayin, and the Bialoch at the beginning of the Simen, the Beth Mirashi, the Sugin of Lama Zayin, says two different ideas over here. One he says, Zalkapo means a case of Oivik Dafaris Akira. You put it on top of the thickness of the wall, then Akira, that's like a square rectangle, and you put it on top of the wall, that's one thing Rashi says. The second thing Rashi says, you put a kisa on top of the halal, you put a gate over there, you put something on top of it. Let's say you have something that is on top, but also inside. Halfway inside, and halfway sticking on top. What's it look like in that case? So basically, it wants to make a machlekes out of it, between Rashi and the Torah, but it fills up the whole entire halal, but yet sticking on top, what the loch is. The Bach says there is no machlekes between Rashi and the Torah. Maisim Mogavim says, the steam is a mechab, but not mechalek. He says, the Chur is saying, case over here, daf when it hits the bottom. When if something is on top and also inside, halfway one top of another, it's halfway in and halfway top. Maisa is not nichel together it is nothing to get al gabo, and therefore should be mutter. Therefore, the grass or chashul for the mishnah brewer, the being down the concept halfway in, halfway on top, nice, it's mutter. Now, what does that mean? So, either the Achrim say, when it came to a situation where you put the kiwi inside the chalal, what's on the wall of the chalal, not on the bottom, not hitting the bottom. But the way the mishnah brewer says over, when the bottom is narrower, the top is thicker, it's wider, and therefore what happens is sticking out on top, agabo, it cannot fall inside. As long as the bottom of the pot is not hitting the bottom of the kiwi, it's not nichol negeder of toichoi, nichol negeder of agabo. So it comes out the place can be ikigo, shalos machlik shushanim or not. The way the place can go, there's something that is sticking on top, agam is inside, has a getter being on top. We get to mention after me now what that means halacha practically. Again, the klal is, what is on top? As long as it's sticking on top, even though it's halfway inside, if it's not hitting the bottom, so nice, it's mutter.
But is that from the
bashel?
Is that the normal way of doing cooking?
It's not nichol the chumar of toichai. Chumar toichai is not when it hits the bottom.
But
toichai, it's not nichol the chumar of toichai.
Because normally they put it on the bottom, right?
Could be. A second point. The words of the Bokhavam, when it brings out the Riaz, when something that is toichel v'agaba echad, when the toich and agaba is one, the look is it has a kul over here. One of the chumra. Now the question is, what does exactly mean that toichel v'agaba is echad? That means there is nothing. Does it mean there's no top, there's only an inside? Or mean there's no inside, there's only a top? What does it mean that there's, what does that mean? That means their cures in those days, you have two options of where to go put the pot. Either you put it inside, or you put it on top. You have two options. Therefore, the loch is agabo and motor, toicha is also. Come look at Riaz, wrote down in the Shulchan Gibarim. If only has one and not the other, lamai sets motor. So the way how the Rosh Hashanah explains, he says when it has no agabo, when it has no top, it only has an inside. Since there's no two options where to go put it, the only time chazal are being machmer when you have two options. You have a top and you have an inside. When you have no top, you only have an inside. It is not the chumra of toicha. Which they point out when they get into our ovens. Our ovens, we never cook on top of our ovens. There might be a separate entity called the stovetop with its own gas range, but we don't cook on top of our ovens. We only have a toichai. It comes out of the field of Aruch Shulchan, but that's Pshan the Riaz, put down on the place, give it Makavam, Mishu, and others. It'll come out that our ovens will not have a Chumin Chazara to get us to give toichai. However, it says the Mishu Brua, and he said the Shai Tzion, look up the Shulchan, give him inside. That's not what he says. He says, Fakarat. In the case of when there's no toichon, there's only al gabon, there's only a top, you might think kamon to be machmer, because there's no two options, maybe let's be machmer, that's the kimavashul, because this is the way you cook. Kamashblon, no, we'll not have this chumro over here, and therefore you put on top of mice and smoter, because that'll only asa toichon. I mean, it comes out that the Riaz is saying, not when there's no top you can make on the inside. There's no inside you can make on top. That's if the grass is over, look up the Riaz inside, the Shulchan Gibarim, that is what it says. But there's no inside, there's only top of mice, it can be mekel. And therefore, one of them had to get to ovens, we have to get to our ovens. What's our heter? If we have heter chazara, that's very important to say, to understand what is this Riaz brought down by the Makavram. The next point of the Sigyo is that we're saying negate the Tanai Chazara, when they apply, they go on up from Chesra Bez, Bez. Of Oyde Biyote Vidai Kalakzer, according to the Ram, the Stavka, when you take it off on Erev Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos. Mashenki, you take it off on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos, there's no Tanai Chazara. Now we discuss which klom are we discussing in the sixth klom, we get to Chazara. That means Avadah's Guv Tuma applies on Shabbos, says Mishnah Berurah. Dai Kalakzer, Oyde Biyote, Avadah, according to the Ram, only on Erev Shabbos. Uvush Kotzakari, it's even on the case of Shabbos. What's the luck in the get to the Sugya of Torichai? According to the mini client, so the Ramah says three times three mekel with this ram, the only part of Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. What's the loch on Torichai? Maybe by us doing Chazar, we take it out on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos. Maybe negate us, we not apply it to our ovens, because the whole Tai Chazar, according to the Ram's minik, which is true, the Ramah says Torichai Lahachmur, according to the Ram's minik, they apply also in the case of Torichai. So you read them all, the Ramah writes, V'chein noigim logo p'tenum shlanu. Tanum Shlono has a get of kiro, but it's still a case of a toich. The Meister coming to be mekel. Why? Explains the Mishmur and look at the Darkei Moshe, because many Kleisels to mekel with the ram. And therefore, the side of Tanai Chazor to mekel is lav davka ida b'yodai with Daitel Azor. The Kleisels also to mekel in the Klav Toichah. Coming to the Mishmur and says, The Ramah says Toim Lahachmer. Number one, why Toim Lahachmer? We pointed out last time. It says in the Mishmur, he's having Poskim Cholkim. Aleph. Second, Yuchad to Tanurim goes to the Mishmur further and says, the Maravam says, look up the base Yosef, and that's not true. That's not the Ram's case. The Ram is custom the Sugin of Lam Chesed Beis. That's the Sugin of Tanai Chalzara, that's Dafka Erev Shabbos, putting it back on Shabbos. Mashenkin of Chalbo, Shem Rab, that's the Flam Zayin, a different Sugin. And that situation is a case of Vayin on Shabbos, like Tuba is a case in Shabbos over here. So Mishmur does endorse saying it's a Liman's Chos, put it back in the ovens, but anyway, there's no fire, there's no coals, we won't get into the case of Yaz Lettuce for you. But the Ik, the Shmur is coming from the grass, Magarun based Yosef, to disagree with them all, say even though the mix make less mistake, there's no doubt you make on the gate of the Sugya of Toichoi, the gate of Tanai Chazor when you take it off on Shabbos. Practically, can you put, let's say, your food back inside the oven? So first, you have to realize Mishmur end off with a klal if you not get the Yatz Lettuce for you. Meaning, a lot of times people, they put back in the oven the two times. One, when the oven is off, they turn off Erev Shabbos. The oven right now is still hot inside. You want to take your challahs and warm them up, put them back inside. It's not the klal chazara. They point out, if you will not get the Yatz Lettuce for you, says the Mishmur clearly also is a klal tzadik beis, it's not a problem. To keep things warm, will not get Yatz Lettuce for you, if you get toasted, you'll have a bayam sasugim chazaro. But keep things warm, which Musa al-Maisi can do. That's not a problem over here. Now, Nigar to our ovens, practically, how do you apply the klal of the chazaro and toichoi? That means we have two really things we have in our house. We have our ovens, we have the case of our crack box. That means people want to take children for a night and they want to put it back inside. Put it back inside. So the question is, can you take children for a night? Is that back inside the case of toichoi? Can you have your oven that's either on right now and do an act of chazara? Well, even if it's off, a lot of times it's still getting kids to be asked for you. So how do you look at our ovens today in our house, in our crack pots? So take the two cases. First, to get to our ovens, Pashas is a case of toichoi. And therefore, Moshe, Lucy Gersel, Femenu, Chura, Vada, and Weiss cannot do a case of chazara in our ovens. Diane Weiss is a shuv about it, the is a problem, Yashim, Chodash Shami, Shmir Shabbos, Kaf Yashki, and Nubis are claiming to say, and the Sroki sign is the Bayav Toichoi. It's not much Toichoi. Therefore, again, even if it's off, it'll get Yasel, but you will not have a Heter. However, the couple of Nubis form the Meister want to be Mekel. They're coming from different avenues. One is, they start off. If it's off, Chazar is a problem if it gets Yasel last week. I said it gets Yasel last week. Ruben Tuma. It's off, it's Karev. Yeah, that's fine, yeah, fine, that's Karev. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's Karev. It was off. Now, to get to our ovens, again, to put it back, those only make all, they're coming into three different avenues. One is they come to Lorach HaShulchan, according to him. He's looking at the Tranda Riyaz, whether it's the Riyaz or not, he's cold. That's something that has no agaba, only on Toichai. The mice in the Chumigeder of only one option. Besides the Chumrit, you have two places where to go cook. So then we machmer. Here I don't have two places where to go cook. So one's not more messy than the other one. Mice can be Michael. Aleph. Again, we should go with the Graz argues. Second, Kain that idea, we come with the Baron Kolo, and he wants a Taino, then in those days the Iker Bishol was inside. Some people put it on top. That was the Iker. That's Mexican Mavacho. Today, so the Baron, no one cooks more on the inside than on top. Depends what you're cooking, how you're cooking, what utensils you're using, what you want to go do over here. There's no one will tell you that one have one over another. There's the icky place to cook is inside the oven. Since no one tells you that today, there's no one more messy over another. Again, in the idea of this Aruch HaShulchan, but just taking it more of a practical aspect over here, there's no messy one over another. The Ibn Maisel Chazal. What? Yeah, and our ovens would not apply, correct?
Even if there was an agava, you would still be able to put it inside.
Well,
theoretically.
Then you would. Who lie? I mean, that means the writer in the Sefer says he went to Byron, and yesterday Byron called this question, and Byron called says, because there is no milo of our toichel or agava. Again, those who want to argue the point, say there is a milo, when you want to cook certain things, you only do it al toichai. Only you make your ovens al toichai. You only make your kugel inside, you only make your chal inside. But Baron Kotlo said there is no milo one over another. And they want China, well, won't have the chumra of Mexican Vashal.
But it's worse, because not everybody does it for the toichai.
We do both. No one will pick one over another. They're both even. There's no more one messy over another. The dare has to do both.
There's no top.
There's no. No, we have a stove top. We have stove top. We have other ways of cooking. We have other ways of cooking things now, right? We no one will tell you that the people cook more in the oven than over a stove top. So we'll say it that way. But true, we have different ways. Some one thing does up top, one thing does the inside. Well, no one tell you one is doing more than the other. No one tell you a microwave is more. No one tell you, we use everything now. A third reason, Kamal Ravosner, and he wants to mitzarif. Again, we have the Ramah that brings out his avone in the Ran. The whole idea of Toichel is Dafkon Erev Shabbos. And not a case of Shabbos. One because they're on Shabbos. True, again, Mishpul wants to argue, but you have to realize you have this Ran that the Ramah says, Bin Klaisol, Dor Lachmer. And we have the Orcha Shulchan. And we have this idea of a Baron. And therefore, there's always one to make. Well, Sharmi says he make with Simchul Bonim in the new print, switched to Maisa to be make over here. And therefore, they come along, there's always one time to be make. So there is the Mavucha among the Sorim. It seems to be numerous Sorim will be Machmer. And those Maisa want to be make. So it comes out to negate the Sigur putting Toichai, practically negate the ovens. Number one, if it's off, it's not gets Yatz Lettuce Boy, of course, not a problem. That should be the color days. If it's off, it gets Yatz Lettuce Boy, then the numerous Machmerim. There's one to be Samachan to be Michael. They do want Taino if it's on, you know, Bayam has Sugo of Groove of Ketuma. And we Gorf. And we discussed not that simply we do an act of Groove of Ketuma. Void, maybe you saw the Bayav Toichai. Nice, even though Moshe wants to ask us Toichai, but here it says you put an oven inside, the person can bring it down. So, for Bono or for Shabbos and others, they want to be Michael. They say put an oven insert inside, it works, but not with the Sugo of Groove of Ketuma. Since no one cooks that way, it's nichlin lehet in sefei that when the person wants to take out his kugel, I'll put it on top of his crack pot that's food inside. Everyone sees I'm not doing the derech of being mavashul over here. The one time why the oven insert works, why it's not, it took out the whole time tzura of Mexican mavashul. It's like putting something on top of food. But also, it's nichlin lehet of not the tzura of being mavashul at all. So it comes out, if you want me to mach me, if you have an oven insert, cool, take care of all the bayot over here. Sorry? It's, I said besides the Bayah, no, you have not, if it's off, you get Yatz Lettuce Boy. You'll be moist in that case also. You want to off and get Yatz Lettuce Boy, it's love the center. Now, that's beside your ovens. Again, yesh, yesh. People are different messiahs, what to go do. Negate here, crack pots, look where you have Nocha Bayah. Look where there are two sugars to ask over here. What mitzvah the sugya of Toichai? What mitzvah the sugya of Kupach? That means when you learn the sugya, we know before Tanum Shalanu, Tanum is Man Chazal, there's no Hetam Chazara. Tanum is Man Chazal, you can't do that. So why do Chazara, everyone's discussing Chazara and Tanurim? Because the Tanum Shalanu is Man of the Rishayim in the Shulchan Aruch, was did not get as hot as Tanum is Man Chazal, and therefore Tanum of their Tanurim, Nichle get of Kiro. Kira, you can do Chazara with the Klai Chazara, just you have Vayav Tarech. That's Tanurim, their Tanurim. Our Tanurim, that's the right. The get to Kupach, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, when you use Gevus for Eitzim, has the get of a Tanner, and if a Tanner cannot do Chazara, Kupach cannot do Chazara either. Except our Tanners are get the Kiras. But Kupach is like a Tanner of their Tanners, it's also. What's a Kupach? A Kupach basically, explains Rishayim, is when you have place for one pot. There's a lot of hevel inside, place for one pot. If you have a machmer and a get of a tanur with mana chazal, what is your crack pot? Has a place for one pot. It's kupach. Kupach, loch is, you cannot do chazara with a case of eitzim over here. So lechura, the loch is, how in the world do chazara inside your crack pot? What take children for a night besides the sugya of toichai? One yom bayam tzal sugya of kupach. Then when the same Oitzer Shabbos has love of Shmir Shabbos of Chosai, and says, you're right. Group Tumma, not Group Tumma won't help. Your Bayam is on the Sugya Kupach. Rav Karp, you know, the Shabbos for Shabbos, Parakei says, what's the answer? Besides that, Tumma, besides Tarikai, you know, Bayam is on the Sugya of Kupach. The Chur, the Oilum is Mekel, where's the Makar to matter? So the Chur, the story is, what's the lumpness behind Kupach? Shur has its Sugya of Kupach, but the idea of Kupach is what? Because it has a lot of Hevel. Came the idea of Tanner. And we see Chazal that our Tanum of Mekel get of Kiwa because does not have the Hevel that they had. So Kupach does not also have the Hevel Rab that they had over here. And if a Tanur is like a Kiwa, Kupach is like a Kiwa. Elton, maybe Kupach is Loi Plug, they point out. By Eitzim, will be Machma Kupach is like a Tanur. By Kash, will be Mekel that Kupach is like a Kiwa. So comes along the Rafal, all this time, that no Shark is the case of Kupach. Because the true is, might be have the tzu of a kupach, but as a din like a kiro, like a tana's din of a kiro. Oh, okay, we'll get to more of toichoy. That's kupach. Aleph. Now that we get a circuit of toichoy, Maisel can argue very stark. Mom's doing an act of toichoy. That's what you're doing over here. And Lechura, what's the act over here? You have a bayah mitzad, circuit of toichoy. So Maisa, as far as I know, the Minixi make old Olim take Shalom Friday night, were cracked, but they put it back over here. So first, those who discuss the gate, you have a Bayam Mitzvah Sugi Vat Tumono. We'll get to why it's not a problem with Tumono, with those who follow the Torah, but those who want to be Mach Mitzvah Sugi Vat, the words of Vosan Tshuva Ketorah, so those who don't, no problem about Tumono. But those who want to be Mach Mitzvah, keep Mastik the Machmim over here, so what do? They put balls of silver underneath it to lift it up, should not be a problem about Tumono. So he asked a person, why taking balls of silver roll up underneath? Just take it very simple, take bowel caps, put it there, and put it down. And lift it up a little bit. Ball caps.
Metal,
plastic, whatever you want. You won't melt. It won't melt. But even metal. Lift it up a little bit. Maisa, you put the caps there. Come on, everyone tells me it won't lift it up. It won't. It'll stay the same level. Because if you ever realize, look at your crack pot, there are lips hanging out on top of it. It does not touch the bottom. It doesn't touch the bottom. Whether they mass produce it that way, and they don't want everything to be the exact same size. Well, partially just because it's not good for it to hit the bottom, and therefore it's not hitting the bottom, and therefore you need bigger things to raise it up. So you have lips hanging out, and everyone knows you pick it up, the lips are hanging out. Those, what are you picking up with? So in essence, what is it? Half in, half out. What's that? Partially, you have Mamshah case in the Mishnah Berurah that says half in and half out, lemaisa is mutter. That's Aleph. You have something else. That's Aleph. Now you could argue the point, Moshe wants to argue. The whole you said half in, half out, what do you make? Because that's not the way to be to Mavashal. It's not Mexican Mavashal. Or do you say, no, Chazal is not Aser, unless it hits the bottom. Do you take the svar behind it? Because that's how you cook. Oh no, take the words. The mice, at the end of the day, it's not Tariqai. At the end of the day, the Oilam calls it Al Gabo. Mishmur says, half in, half out, as a kid of Al Gabo. I use Mexican Mavashal. We don't ask Al Gabo the Mexi. A piece of Al Gushar. It's Mamashi Mishmur. No problem, it's Mexican Tariqai. Aleph. Second is, according to the Aruch Shulchan, there's no problem. Why there is no Al-Gab, there's only a case of a Toichoy. According to him, the Riyad, the Mice is Mekel. Outside of Shlishi, what he Mekel? Come on, the Shai Tzian, he points out, it's a little bit of a pillow among the Mephoshim, why did they not bring down the Yishalmi? Yishalmi says, when something you have Toichoy inside, you not do more than three Tvachim, the Loch is not Nechel get of Toichoy. Your crackpots are not more than three tefachim.
The
cure is not more than three tefachim. Those were. They were more than three tefachim. Ours and Meister, the mission in Tum of Tara says they're four. They're more than three tefachim. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a little bit of pillow. Why not be an idea? Something that's less than three tefachim, not like get a tarichai. Now, said of Berkowitz, the Mishnah Berurah is not saying it's paskan like this, Yishalmi. Except why? What's the time that's nikimto when you have 10 tefachim and you only did it 2.5 tefachim? But something the whole time thing is less than 3 tefachim. Kubila Kuliyama says not nechaget of toichai. That's not called toichai, that's called one level as inside over here. What's time a heal Kuliyama should not be a problem? It's how the Yishalmi is not, we have no toichai, it's not 3 tefachim over here. A fourth reason, we have the Ran. According to the Daik of Moshe, according to Ramah, the makes all seem mekel that no bayas toichai only get to Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. This is the case of Shabbos itself. So partially you have a Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan and you have the Shai Tzion and you have the Rambam over here that according to the Lisa Daka Moshe. Seems to be that's the reason why the Eilu is not worried about the Sugya of toichai to get to your crackpots over here. That means Tana is more of a problem for your crackpots because the Sugya of Chazora is less a problem even with that Kupach. When we tell the sugya of toichoy, I'm not sure what you said, but maybe. Now, to get to the Tanai Chazara, again, we went through all six of them. We have to really go back to one of them, And the Gemara daf Amechesed Beis, when it brings down the klal, has to be biyadoi, nal gabe karko. The Gemara ends off with three boys, three questions. Gemara says, "Boy of Yemir, what's the locha tulim b'makal mahu? What's the locha adichem gabe mito safsum? And what's the locha ferto vashi when pinim lemechem mahu?" The Gemara ends off tegu. So we may discuss last chaburah how do we paskin at least the first two questions of tegu. We have machlokes among rishonim. Is the yisoy dafka biyadoi? The tekel is lachumra. That's Rav Haikon in the Rajva, Ben Chananel, the Rosh, the Torah, Ben Ruchim, Rav Yom. Well, no, some of them cool over here. And therefore, the loch is dafka nal gabakarko. The person can't be mekel. That's the Ritva, the Ro, the Seva Trumo, the Rahman, the Pashas. And then it comes out, lachumra, where machloik is dafka nal gabakarko, or dafka biyodoi. A loch is very clear. Machloik is machabur, Samo. Machabur, he says, the loch is dafka doyinich al gabakarko. Then what's the dafka? Oida biyadoi. Alocha, the Ashkenaz, the Maisa, a machmo oida biyadoi. But says to be alocha. When daita lachsa, besafel, yeshad milus mechlokal mok matzarech. No problem to make all. That's negate the first two cases of the taiku. Negate the case of makl, negate the case of mito. Machlik's had a paskin. Mechaber, again, is machmo. Mechel, Ramal is being machmo. The third case of Ashi, pinam and mechel and mechel. Is that also the same machlikist? And therefore you'll say, could the Ashkenaz be Machmer, or Yesh L'chalik? So really to understand, we have a Mokavim over here, we have a Mishnah Berurah over here, and the question is really, what is the Kimto of Pinim and Mechel and Mechem? What's the case over here? That means, you want to say, Pinim and Mechel and Mechem is a reason why to be Machmer. Perktasis, and Nachal Mechesa Beis, that the Sugge and Mea Toivnim, Daft and Aleph, the Gemara over there says, Pinim and Mechel and Mechem is more of a tzad to be Mechel. It's not to be Mechel. The shaila is, why is it Svati Mekel over there and more Svati Machm over here? So we have Tosafot wants to answer, and he understands that the chilk to the sugya of Shia versus sugya of Atmano. The Iran does not understand that, at least in the second Teretz. Really, at least the question of what is the kimto of being Pinyin B'Mechel and Mecham. So among the shaila, there seem to be five Mahalchim. Two of the main ones are, which are teaming down, the Iran and Tosafot. But let's go through the Mahalchim. Rashi the sugya. Very ambiguous what he says, but where the Prima Gadol of Rosh Yosef explains, he basically says, what is Pinim Mechel Mechem? He says, Be'etzem, you have a hot pot of water on the fire. You take off the hot pot, it's a clear rishon, and you pour out the water and somebody uses it. You're still holding the pot in your hand, it's boiling hot. You take a second pot that's on the fire, both on the fire, pull back the first pot, that's a clear rishon, and now you want to take this clear rishon that's hot water inside and put it back to your thing that's grew for Ketuma. Is there a baya of the nichol to get a sin l'chachilo? Is there a problem? Looks like you can act of sin l'chachilo. That means it's a clear rishon. They got hot water inside. That's what Rashi understands. I don't want pashtus not known that way. That's one malach. The way how Tosafos understands, he said b'etzem, it's a case over here where you have a clear rishon aleish. You take it off. You point to a klisheni, not a klisheni. Or the thing that's cold over here, and now the second kli over here, that's cold, a klisheni, you want to put it back to the fire. You want to put it back, not according to Rashi, the mecham rishon. Kortesi, you want to put back the mecham sheni, the second thing, the nice over here that's cold. If it's hot, maybe Tosafos will agree to put it back. But when it's cold, you want to put it back. Atzad HaShlishi, the way the Rabbi wants to answer the series of Gemaras, that means just be clear, Tosafos cases, you want one from A to B, and we'll put B back. And the B is cold. Rashi is putting B back, B is hot. It's clear rishon. Then we tell you to say B is clear shiny, what B is cold. What is always hot?
So what's cold?
The pot that we're putting back, what are you putting back? According to Rashi, we're putting back a hot pot. A clear rishon.
How was it?
It was ready on the fire. We have two pots
on the fire.
Took both pots off, one you emptied out, pour back the first one, you put it back. That's Rashi. Again, Rashi is not that clear, but that's people got the sense. Cases, wood is always hot, but you're putting back, you have one pot on the fire, one pot off the fire, and you're pouring into the second pot's cold, with the second pot back, that's the question, the simple way I think I understood it. It's a shell that's nichol together of the sin l'chatchilo. Come on around and says, you have bayas, you have sugyos. So he says, it went from the kli aleph, back into Kli Beis, back to Kli Aleph, A to B to A, and you're putting back A. That means it went, there's three things. A, Mechem Aleph to Mechem Shnia. Back to Mechem Aleph, a third stage. That means, what are you putting back? A hot pot you're putting back. It went through three things. That means Rashi went through two things. The Rashi went through three things. A, B, A. That's the question. Because A to B of Vada is Mutter. A, B, A, that's the question over here, according to Rashi. That's what the two Malachim brought down in, again, the Shaitzian. That places A to B. The Rashi is A to B to A. Now, this is speaking of the two other Malachim over here. The way the Yesh Mephoshim brought down the Meiri, the case over here is you're pouring from taking the Kiro, Pimechel Mechel, meaning taking the Mechel itself, that's on top of area that's Karev, to another case that's Karev. Taking the Mechel, not pouring out anything. That's the most question. And that, Meisel Mephoshim, Meisel Mechel, it's a base. Another way to understand it, you're being pouring from something, you have two things on the Mechel, two things on the Karev bottom, you're pouring one from another. You pour both of them garbage cotton, you take bring one pot and pour another one. Also the Pasuk might not go this way. I mean, let's keep it simple. And the question here is, what's the loss of the negate to Mechem Sheni? The second, you have one from A to B. Be over here the case that's cold. Can you put that back with the hot wood inside, with the pot's cold? Can you put back the fire? The question is, a simple way to understand the question, is this nichel together of a ein agabe karko? And therefore, nichel together of an asina chadosha, a shiya chadosha, Yabaya cannot do that Shabbos. That way, to explain the question is how the Ram says the sugyo, Taisi Rosh, Maravram, Graz, or Chashul, the Pimgodim. That's the question. Again, others understand the question. Taisi Nishtosoi, Al Shem Yichato. I mean, the question is Al Shem Yichato, or make how it's learning to go of the sinah chadchilo.
Why is the Kashini
that way? Shadow
from Bishop.
Yeah, the wood is always hot. The mind was hot. It's the election is starting. Okay, the Mechaber. Mechaber Shita. Let's put the Mechaber aside. Let's go to our more Shita. Make it simple. We'll get to the Mechaber Shita. We'll get to there. In a different point. Now, that means simple understanding. When you have a case of here, when A goes to B, you pour hot water from A, like the Rishi, took it over fire, you're pouring to B, you want to put B back. What's the luck of that case? You want Pinu Mechel Mecham? Take you. Therefore, what should be, if the mechaber is make on the tekel by case of mito, in case of makel, she make over here. But us, when they ask us, who might say who's machma in the case of makel, a makel and mito, we say the locha daka oida biyadai, and not in the case of a safsal, therefore should be machma over here. Therefore, said the makel of the early Shabbos, us, when they ask us, the maestah be machma, Tesu Shabbos, the Eli Rabbah, the Torah, my Mordechai, Graz, they come on the maestah be machma, us, when they ask us. Come on, the Shaitzi, and he says, I did not bring down the Chumrah for the Bnei Ashkenaz. Walk, he says, negate the Mechma Sheni, Ain Toysus Iran. The Yesh Lisbach and Makilim on this question of the Teiku. Now, what is he saying over here? The Chura, what he's saying, there, the simple Avon is, we have Machlokes went to be Machmer. Is to Machmer from A to B, is that the Teiku? Or A to B to A? That's Toysus in the Ram. Noch, the second Malach of the Ram. You can make them from A to B. So the whole question of the Gemara is the Teiku. Every Machlokes, whether the Kimtu went to be Machmer, not Teisus in the Ran. Therefore, the case from A to B, the Maisa be Mechel. I left it out. Mechem Sheni, what? You Mechel Mechem Sheni? Not Mechem Shlishi. That's, we could put it back. That's the Ran's question. I can make Mechem Sheni from A to B. Because why? Shai Tzid, it's called Mem Zayin. Why? Because we have the Ran Shita in the second mouth, and this is not a problem over here. That's a lot. Is the harder and different before you explain Pshat the Mishnah Berurah. You could say maybe even more maybe in the Mishnah Berurah. Why Taiko and Taisus and the Ran is water? That means other way to explain it without yourself to it. Same with Berachas Oshin. Others say even according to Taisus, Mechem Sheni, there are certain times you can be Mechel. With the Mechem Sheni is something that. The Taisus does not call it Rashi. That means according to Taisus, Mechem Sheni can make one sat only when it's cold to get be Machmer. According to the Ran, can make one sat and it's cold. So if a Mechem Sheni, says the Shayat Sien, but Mechem Sheni ain't Taisus the Ram, Taisus can make all sometimes, Ram can always be Mechel, therefore yes, let's work on a Yiboid Lev Shto. Find different ways to take over, but come out, and go A to B, Maisa, you can be Mechel. Now, look, do we go like the Shayat Sien or the Mahar Ram? That means it comes out, and now community from the Ashkenaz, what's the look in the gate that Pinam Mechel and Mechel? Maisa, the Issa Moshe had a Pasuk, Moshe has a go Mahar Ram. Maisa, be Machmer. The Betzina goes this way, the Vavos and Shua goes this way, our Fakhtamaisa goes this way, those one Pataino go like from Magavrom, simple Chesmid and Sugyo. Atzal Hasheni, others from the Shartin, from Zam, Shmir Shabbos, from Eider, Urcha Shabbos, they come only one passing like the Mishnah Berurah. So we have Machlokes, the Malachim today, do we take on this heter or this tiruf, ideally like the Shartin? Because like most Pashkim, could be asked us, the Meisim to be Machmer. Now this idea of Pinu Mechel Mechem, to us practically, come out, we don't do it, right? We got face, who cares, to the Sikhs over here. Meisim, it's not Negev to us. Let's make it Negev. Person, they have cholent. Everyone has cholent. Some people have it in the crackpot. Some people have it on their sear on top of the hot plate. People on the black over here. So we have either black, hot plate, or your crackpot. Three different places. Friday night, everyone make sure, before Shabbos, there's a lot of water inside. Otherwise, you know, it starts bubbling. It might bubble out. And some of it does bubble out. That means you can wake up Shabbos morning, before you go davening. A lot of people go check the cholent, see what's happening, and see the water bubbled out. So what do you go do? A couple of hours later, you eat the cholent, have burnt cholent. Most people do not appreciate that. So one of the eights they say to go do is add water from the kettle. Add water from the urn. So what do you go do? You take pinim and mecham, the mecham. Void, how you get the kettle or the urn to the crackpot? How can you go do that? Heavy urn, who can help you? So what do? You put it inside a cup. And now you have this cup over here and pouring into your cholent. So the question over here is, exactly, how do you apply the sugya of pinim lemechem lemechem? Now, when you come out every sefer that learns the sugya over here, discusses numerous shalas that get to be practical, how do you add water to cholent, which happens in numerous people's houses. Now, I'd like to try to be practical over here and discuss this 10 different issues that this Rambam is discussing. Try to speak out first, if you have questions over here, the kids are trying to answer them and try to be practical what to go do. That means you read this form, come on every Sefer here, whether it's an Urcha Shabbos or a Rabbi Yaakov or some Chabon or Shmir Shabbos, they get involved with numerous questions. The intertwining different shells and sugyas over here, the intertwining Issev Heter, Bas Mechol, Negev the sugya of Shabbos. And I think, you know, you can always look at each sugya by itself, but let's try to put it all together, try to answer all 10 questions. Negev first, what you have over here, you have three different things to deal with. You have the urn, the kettle. Second thing, you have the water. And third thing, you have the cholent pot. To first speak out the 10 questions, and we'll try to answer them. So don't throw at me the answers. First, the 10 questions over here. Number one, to get to the urn itself, this kettle over here, you have a bayam to the sugya of Bas Mechalav. I mean, people want to have an urn for it. They want coffee. They want to have it with the coffee on Shabbos. So let's say you're going to take the water and add the urn straight into your cholent pot. They get about two separate sugyas. Number one, you have a sugya called Nitzuk. Nitzuk is an act of chibur, connecting one thing to another. To go from straight from your cholent pot to your urn, is this made your urn fleishig? You can't have a coffee. That's one question to get to your urn.
Stream.
The stream connects one to another. There's something called Nitzuk. Nitzuk is a chibur, and therefore when you have a stream going one to another, you're connecting the two, you just made your urn or your kettle. People take off the kettle from the hot plate, you pour inside. Did you just make your kettle fleishig? Aleph, one problem, to get to your kettle. A second thing to get to your kettle, let's say you took care of the bayam nitzuk, is there not a concept called zeyah, something called steam, it's a villain. So the question over here is, also means that zeyah, do you make your kettle fleishig? Two different questions to get to your kettle. Next thing is, you have your water. Three more questions to get to your water. We'll get back to each question, we're just speaking out the questions. Thing a kettle. My father, when I grew up, my Hilgis Eidom, he used to have a kettle, and he used to have cholent, both on the black. He used, the question was, and I would see sometimes, he didn't have usually an urn, he had a kettle, he would pick up the kettle, and pour straight into the cholent Shabbos morning. So the shadow was, are you, with that stream that my father used to do, did he make the kettle over your fleishigs? Need to chibur. My father didn't have a crack pot, my father didn't have an urn. He had a kettle and a sear on top of a black. Now he does things different. But that's what I grew up, if I grew up. But when at least in age-wise. So the question to get to, number one, Nitzuk. Number two is Zayavir.
We really did that? Rabbi Mani was the most.
Next, we had a question to get to the water. Of course, they have three different questions to get to the sugya of the water. Usually, not a kettle, if you have an urn, The urn, the standard urns, do not usually bubble. They get to very, very hot, 180, 190. Unless you push the button, it'll get to 180. You're adding it to your chillant, which bubbles. That's why he's burned out the wood over here. So it gets to 210. Did you do so in Issa Bishul on Shabbos? Issa Bishul Deraisa, 180 to 210. That's number one for the negating your water. Number two, negating your water. The water right now is water. When you put inside the chillant, it adds taste to it, time to it. It turns into a chillant, into a soup over here. Do you do an Issa Bishul Mitzad, giving new time to it? Number three, there's a chumum for the Bnei Sfad. They hold Uri Kli Rishon as a getter of Nana Kli Rishon, as a getter of a Kli Sheni. So you're talking, are you taking something from the Kli Sheni, putting it back to the Kli Rishon? Do you also have a Bayam Tzad Sugya Bishul? Fine, those are three questions against the water. Those are five questions so far. Next two questions are against the pot. We have the chult inside. And that's when it bubbles out, look at what's happening. You're doing an active Sli right now. You pour water back inside, goes back to the active Bishul. So you're going to do an active Bishul, Achav Sli, Achav Bishul. Is that much to be done on Shabbos over here? A second thing to get to your pot, when you add in the water, we have a cold point one down with us in the base Yosef, Sir Dalit, you buy up instead of Sugar Vagosa, instead of Sugar stirring things. That's two more questions to get to your pot. Three more questions over here with the Muhammad Sir Dalit, the Sugar Xerxes Bishul, have to get to who is answering this case over here. Number nine, you have a bayam inside the sugya of Kloli Chazaro. We'll get to Mechabes of Dalit, we'll get to it. Number nine, we have a bayam, the Kloli Chazaro, the Orchor Shabbos wants a tiny, if your urn goes off and on, you take it when it's off to put inside your children that's on, you have a bayam inside the sugya of Chazaro. Get to this Kiddush over here. And V'oi, the last thing is, you cop, you know, Mechel Mechel. That's how we're getting to it over here. You have a bayah, take him a copy, or even is there a coin, side coins around? Do you have that of even the Mishnah Berurah? With these 10 questions, let's try to answer these questions a little bit kitzer. Now, first, the Gate of Sugya of Nitzuk. That means, in essence, you take your kettle and you pour it into your chulant, or you can somehow get your urn into your chulant. You have a bayah of the stream is a chibur. That means one thing to the other. That means we have a Mishnah in Makshirim in Parakeh. Brings down when a person wants to pour something that's cold to something that's hot on bottom, and the hot thing on bottom is tamei, and the cold thing on top is tar. Says the Mishnah Machshirim, you metame the thing that's tar. The Mishnah is discussing Tumah V'Tahara. Discussing the Rishonim, which you can take the idea in the Ger to also the Issur V'Heter. Says the Mordechai, if that way negate the Tumah, who didn't negate Issur V'Heter? Then Tumah Sedeshim, what Sheiches? Tumah V'Tahara is also negate to the Gio, touching, needs Chibur. The idea of Negev to Issur V'Heter, the Sinas Tam, is known as Sinas Tam. Chol Kisur Shoyin, you take the idea of Tumah V'Tahara, Sugya of Issur V'Heter. Ba'alofo, the Ramon, Simen Kuf HaYisuf Gimel, brings down the Chachila, not to pour from a case of a Shuman Kosher that's cold, on top of a Ner that is Treif. Your Bayam, it's not a Sugya of Nitzok. U'bidiyevet, ain't Lochosh. Why? Machlokes. That means, the Chachila will mark the Sugya of Nitzok. What to mark the sugya of Nitzok? The question is, you make your kettle a Meister Fleischiks. And therefore, the Badai Shulchan, the Simukur Fei, says, yes. Come on to Urcha Shabbos, you want to say for us and Barak Beis, you bring down the sugya, and Mitzad to say the Meister, yes. Why not Mitzad the sugya of Nitzok? Mitzad the idea of Nitzok, most of them Meister are Mekel. Whether it's Shlomo Zalman, he has a couple of Shubas about it, or it's Menashe Klein the Shuva, or the Ashiv, or Rav Osner, or the Chodeshani, Shemir Shabbos. They're coming from numerous avenues why to Michael. Speaking of the four different Makoris they're coming from. One is, I was very clear, I said the top thing is cold, the bottom thing is hot. This is a symbol of Simon, is to talk over. What happened, the top thing is hot, and the bottom thing is hot? Hot to hot. So the Mishnah by Tumah V'Tahara, the Chom and the Maisa are Michael. With Shimon in the Mishnah, the Maisa is Machmer. Machloik is in the Mishnah itself, by Tumah V'Tahara. Therefore, Negeti Issa V'Heter, says the Orcha Shulchan, says the Chokhmas Adam, before they're ready to crease in the base hill, Maisa Napi Machma is the better. And our case again is a case of hot to hot. Now, come this Yad Yehuda wants to be Machmer, and seems that's what the Orcha Shulchan, what the Orcha Shabbos is doing. But Maisa, even by Issa V'Heter, Maisa Orcha Shulchan, and the Chokhmas Adam Maisa, mean Mekel over here, that's Aleph. It's a case when the top thing is cold and the bottom thing is hot. Then it'll come up to your machm mitzad sugya of tumah. When it's hot to hot, the chum of maisa mekel. That means the mitzad sugya, if it's only hot and bottom, then you machm, the simon is to talk over. So if so, it cannot be more mach than the makom we're coming from. That's Aleph. Second is, we're saying going from a tumah tahara to isur v'heter. What about to heter v'heter? So the shell negate of Pesach, you say the sugya needs to connect. We want to do your tofton Aleph, machlokes over there. But come on, the El Rabbit says, Pesach, Pesach, is heter. And to stretch it to heter, that the Maaseh won't say. And therefore, come on, the Mishnah Zalman, Mishnah Lochus, and Kav Chaim, others, heter, we won't say the sugya needs to. Again, who disagrees about it? Shulchan, Arkha Shabbos. That's the second reason why to make it. A third, if Shlomo Zalman asks this question, even on the Machman Heter, I say it's not straight, there's a barrier over here, you're pouring out from a spout over here, not going straight down over here. Well, you have to realize that what's a loch in Issev Heter? B'dievad in lochosh. That means not anyway, after you earn, not to have your coffee. Once it was done already, the mice had smutter. So in the B'dievad, that's where we can pass against smutter, in the case of Chav Mechav, in the case of Heter Beheter, in the case of a barrier, then we do not seem to worry about it. That's the least of the problems in the sugya of Nitzo. The bigger issue, the second problem, is the bayah of Zaya. This is a heter. Zaya is mamas a villain, messes things up. Recover this Indian is again as the mishra in Machshirin. It's costing you the whole entire house is Mali Zaya. They get with tumah tahara. If there's tumah inside the house, the whole entire house becomes tummy. Do we take that to also to the sugya of Issev Heter? Kamal Lurosh, we're talking about Issev Heter, Baruch. Also, the Chumash Adashni here does agree. This we do take. They get to the sugya of Issev Heter, that Zay is a problem. Therefore, the Ilm knows, brought down Simon Tzadik Beis, of course, in Yoredeo, the Locha is that Zay and the Mice, the problem in our ovens, problem in our stovetops. You have a bayah of Zay, they get to the sugya of Basa B'cholov. If so, when you pour from your kettle straight inside, you just made a kettle before a fire shakes, and tell the sugya of Zay. From the shul pop that's steaming up, that's fleishiks, you don't have a shul, no problem. Because when you have a fleishik on shul over here, it's steaming up, do you just make your kettle fleishiks? The mice of the swarm seem to agree, baker, your swarm, your kettle comes fleishiks. Comes fleishiks. How will they discuss different eitzes? One eitzes they discuss is that you have to realize there's hot steam and there's cold steam. When you put your hand very close to shul, the steam will hit you, will be very hot. That's the last point. So you put your kettle very close to it, the steam will hit your kettle, the mice is a problem. You put your kettle higher up, you put your hand there, the steam is not yasla's, but it's car, it's cold over here. By car zeya, which I assume the standard way you're pouring from your kettle inside, it's cold zeya problem. So Isim Shlomo Zalman indicated the case of Chulant, or Shabbos Kalapes. The steam's up, you put your hand there, will it get hot to your hand? No, we're further away. Your hand won't get hot. Come on, Shlomo Zalman, what kind of cold steam? No baya. We're talking about Shmir Shabbat, the new prince over here, being on Shlomo Zalman, what's the problem with the cold steam over here? Now, if you think about it, if you learn the Sugya Issur Heter, if anyone learned it, most people did, the Chutz Apelo. On the page of Shulchan Aruch, the Pesach Tshuva, Pim Godim, there's a Kiveger and others, that the Loch negate to cold steam is that true hot steam is bled into something else. But let's say, for example, you have your pot that's cooking on top of fire in the stove range, and the steam goes off, and the time it hits the things on top, it's cold. But let's say you have a spatula hanging, you have kalim hanging, things hanging. You see, it gets dirty. The zeya is there, it's cold. The loch is brings down the pesach tshuva. The zeya is 100% there. You want to use a spatula, you said it's very simple, wash it off, but it's there. The zeya is there, just wash it off. If you don't wash it off and use it, the zeya is being malay, it gets hot. So, in essence, what's happening? The cold zeya is hitting your urn or your kettle that's boiling hot. So true, the zeya is cold and it itself can go inside. But now what's heating up the zeya? The kettle, the urn. The chorsh become now fleishiks, which sound, it got hot because the zeya gets there. Just it's not hot when it got there. And now it gets hot, which sound the kettle. The chorsh, the pella, come to the swarm say, what's it sound to make up? It's a cold zeya. The zeya is cold, but it hits something that's hot over here. Therefore, the Istan Fisher and the Liashiv and the Vasraim and the Vosner and Kodashani all say you have no heter with cold zaya. You have no heter. You made a kettle, you put it away, you have a problem. So, Maisa, what are you going to do? So, they give you two aces, simple aces. One, as they say, is you take off your lid of your chulant, it's steaming up, you wait 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you push away the steam. After all, it's not steaming anymore. Then, when you pour the water inside, They say what is really, when it comes steaming up again, what's blowing up is really the water that's blowing up, not the chillant. And therefore, what's hitting you, there's no steam that's hitting you. That means if you open up the lid, you can put your fork and spoon at 20 seconds up, and we'll never get any zeya there. It's only right away that they'll hit it. Therefore, the Ma'ar Shamba says, he asked this question from Zalman, it's good eight, so he said, yeah, time the fish want to go this way, even the Yashin's been sad this way, that if you wait 20 seconds for the steam to go away, it should not be a problem, there is no steam anymore. Fine. Someone argue the point, saying that's not the Mitzvah, when you pour the water inside, the steam that's going up is a chillin' part. You can argue that maybe the Mitzvah Shabbat, but it seems to be accepted that what's coming up is the hot water steam and not the chillin' steam, and then there's no problem making kettle flesh, just wait again 20 seconds. That's one eitzah. The second eitzah, use a cup, which have together the Sugya Pinim Mechel and Mechel. And you won't have this issue of making a kettle flesh over here.
How come the yeshivas earn
the cup itself is a kallah. Now, just to be practical, let's say you made your urn of mice and fleishiks. So negate this Shabbos, Avadi can't have coffee. Negate next Shabbos, it's not by not. Enim ne yoimoy, Babucha, going versus Chach Masodom. Do you have another option going to your neighbor or not? To Shiloh. Good question, Iskarov. Maybe next Shabbos or the future won't be a problem. This is a Moshe, Chach Masodom, and others, what are you going to do? Well, nice, that Shabbos Chul, you certainly have a problem. The next point over here is, let's mitzvah the kettle and the urn. You get to the water now. Now, when a person has an urn, how do you do Shir Erev Shabbos? Our urns have no blech. What's the heter doing Shir? What is our heter to have our urns? It's simple, you say. Why? Because the water before Shabbos in the urn is cooked. Wouldn't be cooked. According to Chananya, means the case of Shlush Bishuloi or Chetz Bishuloi. According to Apollo, means the case of Moshe Kod Tzarkoi. Otherwise, even by Yamasus, Sugya of Shia. So let's analyze for a second. By the case of Yavish, the loch is what's Michael Menesoi, Chetz Bishuloi. Are you allowed to cook Chetz Bishuloi as the Sugya Bishul on Shabbos more? As Bishul. So again, tasted by us in Lavova Bays. And there's a Rashba and Nu Shisham say there's no Issa Bishul once it's Michael Mendelssohn. The Maisa, we do not pass like that. We go like the Rambam, the Torah, and until it gets to Moshe Kod Tzarkoi, there's an Issa Deraiso. But the Evel is no Knas, what we say on. We paskin that until it gets to Moshe Kod Tzarkoi, there's an Issa Deraiso. That's by something that's Yavish. You get to your water over here. What is Michael Mendelssohn? What's Moshe Kod Tzarkoi? So here's a Moshe, what is Michael ben Nisai? He says, when Shlush Bishuloi is Yas Lashboi, and when Chazi Bishuloi, a little bit more than that. So what's Michael ben Nisai? What's the Mavoshe called Tzarka by water? So this is why Lachor is, it's bubbling. Has to be Rasachas. Cholpach is Yad Nichbosboi. Lachor, in the case of bubbling, the Ischad Nish, what's together? He says, has to be Rishichosoi. Has to be bubbling over here. So you, first, if you realize that that's true, your urn, the way they make it, is to be 180, 190. Fahrenheit. Keep the Fahrenheit, make it simple for most of us over here. 180, 190 Fahrenheit. Now, your chillant is bubbling out. That means your chillant is 210. That means your urn, when it goes from your urn to your chillant, is being cooked more to bubbling. Going from Michael Benesai to Mavush Kol Tzarkoi. You're doing an Isher Bishul on Shabbos. How in the world do you ever add water from your urn to your chillant? Now, there are certain places have a button to put before Shabbos to bubble it. There are certain urns that way to bubble, no problem. But most urns don't have this idea of patent, and they don't want to bubble. And the hottest they go, they tell me it's 180, 190. They don't get hot, now they don't want to bubble. They want to get very hot. So you're adding it to a chulin that's getting hotter than that. So the question is, are you a chashash bishul? I picked lahachas one shia again. I took numbers, I'm setting up with these numbers. I'll say machlokes. But I set up first these numbers, and therefore Minchas Yitzchok has this question, he's marked with it, and at the end of the day he says it's also. He said, I come to Egle Tal, and Sefer wants to say that the idea of Moshe Kod Tzarkoi is Yad Tlasboi. He said, Egle Tal is Hashmotis, it's placed this way. And therefore, Dine Fisher, Tzliezer, Rav Liashiv, Rav Vosner, the Chodeshani, Rav Fant, Arfa Shabbos, they all point out that most of our urns do not get to boiling point. When you add inside, you cannot return to your chillant. You have bayam mitzvah sugya of mamish bishul of game of Moshe Kod Tzarkoi.
Only if it didn't bubble before
Shabbos. I said if it did not bubble, I said not boil it before. I said it did not bubble, it did not push a button to bubble it. Most urns do not get to bubbling.
It starts when it heats up its most.
The words, if you want a simple bottom, the writes, most urns do not get to boiling point. Okay. Most urns do not. There are certain ones that do. Most urns do not get a bubble. You don't want to get there. You don't want that way. Most urns do not bubble. If you don't have two buttons, it's not. Most urns do not bubble. Now, there are those who want to disagree. They point out there's another Tshuva of Moshe that he said Moshe Kotzok is Yas Lettuce. They point out for the series of Moshe. When Moshe says, what is Michael Ben Nisai? It's a Yas Lettuce Boy. What's Moshe Kotzok? He says Yas Lettuce Boy. And if our Shabbos discusses some of the only Gemara about what exactly the Moshe Shito here. They do bring them Shlomo Zalman wants to be Michael, and the Ribbia and Maisa wants to be Michael. So we have one saying wants to be Michael. So last night, 1 in the morning, I went to go check with some of the new prince, make sure still he answered it. He changed his mind. Come on now, and he says that a lot of once it hits 160, there is no problem. He writes in the footnote, he writes, I ashkof rishonim. This is the word, ashkof rishonim, that should be aser. Listen, person will answer it. So he says, first of all, we have a moisha. It's not that simple. Void, it's maybe locha shein tzikul gufay. He said, be'ikir, it's dovash eim eskav, the psikration of loinichalei. And therefore, he sends you to Shlomo Zalman, the Oitzes of Shabbos, but says, the psikration of loinichalei, the same kind of sheet is that what's the version called sarkoi, they get his yas letters by 160. Now, I thought I knew in Miskav the Pesach Ratio. I don't understand why it's called. When you put water inside your children, do you want it to cook? You have kavanah for it to cook?
Yeah,
I'm saying all this heads and my son, yeah, you want to cook. It's true they also, you want not to be burnt, the children, but Vadi, you don't want the children not to be burnt and the wood to stay being water. You don't want to be serve a person, people with water. You want the water to get cooked. He writes, I'm being switching when I wrote, get the shkof for Rishayna. Why? Because the enemy is coming to Grishla Nichalei. Don't know what those words mean. Slavati. And therefore, let's go back to his old prince. Most urns do not get the boiling point, and therefore, he writes, cannot be returned as a Chashash Ha'isa. And therefore, that's the most strong thing to understand that way. So, very, again, Mamash, a big bayot for people that have their urns, not the kettles, the urns, to putting it inside their cholent. A second thing to get into the water. Is that, in essence, when you put water inside, you're adding taste to the water. Adding taste. Is that a problem of Bishul? So when you get the Siman Shin Yud Ches, and Sif Dalet, discussing making coffee on Shabbos, one of the eights is from, say, put in a Kli Sheni. It says, Vehetiv, in a Kli Sheni. Meiser, even though there's no Isser Bishul, but you're adding taste to the water, and the whole time you say it over here is, cooking is to add taste. You're adding taste over here. And the words of the Vehetiv is, Chayv lohavi chatish shmeino. And you taste the water in a chatish shmeino when you have Bez Hashem, when you build the Beis HaMikdash. So, Lechura, what are you doing to the water? You're adding to your cholent. Says the Kin Torah Balacha, Rav Horitz Atzal, quotes the Berhetiv, and it says, you have to bring a chatish shmeino. Why can't you taste the water over here? Vaya, Berhetiv. My son, this, come on the Shagamai and Chuvo, and he quotes this concept, says, true, it's a Berhetiv, 100%. My son, Sam Soifi disagrees. Pashim Rabbam disagrees this way. The Swarm does not seem to bring down the Behetim Allah Maisal. Therefore, the Bnei Shabbos and the Chodeshoti and Shai de Bliski and the Shmash Shabbos go make a Paschal Lahokal negate this question that adding in taste, there's no Bayam Sasugi of Bishal as Bishal Shabbai. Taste in itself is not Nichol together of Bishal. A third problem negates the water is a problem really negates the Bnei Svar specifically. Now, when the person, when he does Urei from the Klirishin, whether from the kettle, you're pouring out. What locha does the Urev Klirishin have? So there's a chiddush that the Bnei Svar Tzim Nisan has a get of a Klirishin. And taking something from the Klirishin and putting it back into Klirishin. Where's the Makar for that? It's Beis Yosef by Austin Sif Dalet, Makar Yosef quoting Rabbein Yoina. That means, best we read the Beis Yosef, the Rabbein Yoina, there are two chumras over here. One, the Machabah being now locha Maisim Sif Dalet. The one only the Beis Yosef brings down and left a little bit plank does not bring it down. That means the Mekhi Yosef and Babas and Nafiyah brings down that you have to know the Mechshayla Gedoyla Mixes La'am. The big problem, people making mistakes over here. They have the case over here, they have two pots, both bubble before Shabbos, cook before Shabbos. You take them and you do one pot, do a tamana to it. You take it off the fire, do a tamana. And now you, one of them is Yad Sleles Boy on Shabbos, one's not Yad Sleles Boy. That means the second pot is Yad Sleles Boy, and the second. So the first pot is Yas Lettuce Boy, and the second one, Mice, is not. And you want to add one to another. Can you add one to another? Says the words of the book Yosef, Af pi shein reitzchem, they're both hot. Chaske kerchli sichasam, yishmem mishum bishul. Now you look up, what's the problem with that? They're both hot, what's the vaya? So you look up the book Yosef, quoting the Rebbein Yoino, it's also Elias the Rebbein Yoino in Bar Basra. So over there, there's a mandi omer in the Yishabim that says, Yerik kli rishon, is a get of a kli sheini. So in essence, you're adding from right now a kli sheini into kli rishon. Now how can you do that on Shabbos? Divrei Chavadat, when Yosef has a shuvah about adding water from your kettle inside your cholent, he says, Osir, why mitzad this Rebbein Yoino? Look Yosef, base Yosef. Dr. Yosef passes away, you cannot add water to your cholent, as the water, as the Issa Bishul to the water over here. Now again, it's passage number one, only the Bnei Svarad. Second, even the Bnei Svarad, the Eglital points out, the Mechaba did not bring it down. Says about Yosef, true, Eglital, that's true, he did not bring it down. But he did not bring down against it. And if it's not being done one way or the other, the ik is the base aser. And that would be machmor over here. Again, the Orlin Zion, Mother Svadi, said, make clear, Yishim Lismach. So among the Meishvad, not that clear exactly if you have an iser, it's on the circle of adding a water, else the idea of being mavashal, the water, it says, you're a clear, together with clear, shiny. The Akkad three problems to get to the water. Next by Yah, we have a chulam pot over here. We have two problems to get to the chulam pot. One is, that when the chulam pot, when it might say it dries out, under what category is a chulam pot where it has no water inside? Now, what it means dry out, let's make it simple, fully dried out. Not getting involved, everyone can argue the point, what dry out means. Let's say it's fully dried out, under what category? I think the Olam knows there's something called tzli, something called bishul. Bishul is basically a spaghetti inside water, we cook it in water, it's called bishul. What's tzli? You have a barbecue. What's something that's in a pot on a fire? Something called tzli kader. What's a local tzli kader? The person can say it's a get out sleep. Get out sleep. So what's your chulam pot that's being heated up by a heating element that heats up down the pot that heats up your food over here? Under what category is it? Definitely get out sleep. So it comes out that your chulam and Shabbos have wood inside, it's bishul. Come on Shabbos, it dries out, it's sleep. When you add in the water, it's back to the act of bishul. In essence, what are you doing? You're doing an act of bishul, achat sleep, achat bishul. What's a loch in that case? So first, again, you have to get to some of your chesed of dalet, where the mechab is down in the first, and again, keep the bishul off its sleep. Or if I care, it's the achab bishul. Mechab has 2 days. It says, I'm all no gulizar. We're machmer not to bishul achat sleep, or bishul, it's the achab bishul. We're machmer. What about bishul achat sleep, achab bishul? Says the people got him, that, maestro, he says, yeah, both, you can make all. Bialocha means you're down, and the fact is, well, no, it's not true. Bialocha maestro wants to be machmer. So it comes out, number one, if you hold slikadah together, it's sli. And number two, if you machmer of bishalachat sli. And number three, you machmer sliachat bishalachat sli, like the Mishnah Berurah, it comes out, how in the world can you add water inside your cholent? Says the Kinyan Torah by Locha, you can't. Says the Sturmbach, you can't. But Berkut says the maestro should be machmer. If it's mamash dried out, how can you add your water inside? Your baya of bishalachat sliachat bishal. Now again, on this point, you can argue different reasons why you make all. First idea of Bishlach and Sli is Machlokes among the Yishayim. So the Shaka Meir, Meister, you have to realize Machlokes. Second idea of Bishlach and Sli Yachal Bishl, the people come themselves the Meister wants to be Mekel. And then Mechayim Noh says that's why we make on Shulans. And those will be not necessary. Shalom Zaman, or Shabbat, Piskin Shubat, want to say to Mekel. Number three, the idea of Sli Kader, what is it? The Shmuel wants to call it Sli. Kanish wants to call it Nichol Negeder of Bishl. So it's Bishlach and Bishlach and Bishl. But I think the fourth, the main point, the one time even the Mishmeru agrees, coming from Shlomo says the whole idea of Shliach and Bishul, and we're switching it from place to place. Switching the pot, switching the fire. Pilei Maaseh stays in the same place, it's all one hemshuch of the cooking. The whole idea of the Yisoid of Shliach and Bishul is the Chashiv is I did something different. I roasted it and I cooked it. I know, that's the reason to be Machmer. But the Tzadik Mekel is saying over here, everyone sees the Cholent, no one sees any difference over here, no Chashiv is over here. Everyone sees the hemshich of one cooking. Therefore, it says Devayatsev, Tshuva, or Shlomo Zalman Montana. Even according to Mishnah Berurah, this nichol again of all the hemshich of one bishul has no chumra or no mila of sliach of bishul. For this reason, they don't want to answer it.
And wouldn't change bracha either.
Think it's, Ari says no. No chabaya, the gate to your cholent, is the sugya of hagosa of stirring things. Now, first to be clear, Hagosah, on something that's not Mavoshal on Shabbos, you stir it to make it cook quicker, that's the Issa D'Oraisa. That's the Braisa and Beil, Daf Lamed Daled. You cannot stir your things to cook it quicker on Shabbos. Or let's say even your oven door is open and it's not fully cooked, you close the door. Make things cook quicker than mice, that's the Issa D'Oraisa. Negeret Gosa to us, again, it's by us, the Beis Yosef, brings down to Ben Yoino, that says you have a Baya, adding in water inside your thing that they cook inside the Sugila Gosa. Now just explain what that means, where it's coming from over here. We have a locha in Simen Shin Yuches, the end of Sef Yud Ches over there, that says, the locha is that agoso, that would be machu when it's not fully cooked, even when it's fully cooked. Now you think about it for a second, I'm going to point out, bishul acha bishul, something that's yavish, fully cooked, you can reheat on Shabbos. Water that's fully cooked, that's not lachs or stamen, you have a right to reheat on Shabbos. We have a pot that's fully cooked, kamul l'shulchan aruch, the more brings down, maisi can't stir it. It's also. Why? Ain't bishul acha bishul. Kasha, Mishavua says, words are lo idatam. I'm not clear what the reason is. But maisi, we have a loaf that when it's fully cooked, you cannot stir it. I mean, if it's not fully cooked, it's the right stuff. When it's fully cooked, also, number two, you can't stir it. Not clear why, but that's what you pass it. Step further. Not stirring it. Can you have a pot, chulent on the fire, and take chulent from the out of the pot and put it inside a plate? Come over the Mishavua Pita El Yabo. Then we take chulent out. It's Cain's idea of stirring, and even though it's fully cooked, the mice cannot do it on Shabbos. That means everyone knows you want to take chulent from a pot on Shabbos, take it off the fire, take chulent, and then you can put it back. That means the two chumras that says on the page of the Simchat Yuches of Yuches after it's fully cooked. Number one, don't stir it, and number two, don't even take chulent. Let's take now third chumra. Can you pour water inside your chulent that's fully cooked? That means Shulchan Aruch had a case of what? Can't stir it fully cooked? Can't take chulent when it's fully cooked? Can I pour water inside when it's fully cooked? What can you do in that? Can you do that in that case? So come along, wisdom according to Aser, plus. The Beis Yosef by us on Sif Dalet that brings down a cold boy. The cold boy says, be very careful not to pour hot water inside your pot that's fully cooked, that's on a flame. Even if it's caught him, don't do that. It might lead to the act of a ghost over here. And then, even though it's fully cooked, do not do that. If so, how in the world are you adding water to your cholent? The Beis Yosef says, you have a bayam and tell us to give a ghost. Before the Beis Yosef was a cold boy. And the makarba is the makar for the iser vagosel. The kolba is the makar for the iser vagosel when it's fully cooked. And the case of the kolba is pouring one to another. For this reason, kamum divishom, the pasadcho, the devasino, the shagamaya, the zilber, the zilber, of eider, of yashim, mishnalocha, they say, how do you add water to your shoulder? When do you have bayam to the sugi of vagosel when it's on the flame? We're talking again about the Shemir Shabbos, Moir Shabbos, Benitzar Shabbos, Lamasas Melochas, Rav Karp, others, all being down how. So, what you're supposed to go do? You're supposed to pick up the pot and pour it inside. That means a loch in the gate taking your chulant out, you take it off, and take it, and they take chulant, you have to lift it off the pot. You also, the loch in the chura, what you have to go do is lift up your chulant from either the blech, from your crack pot, otherwise, you're bayam tzad sukim agosel. Aye, the Ilam seems to be a little bit lax about it. What's the tzad to you, Michael? What's the eitzis over here? You did not want to lift up the pot. So first I point out, again, it's very clear that there are three cases when what's called tzarkari. What's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, they see, is a case don't stir it and don't take food from the pot. The case that's missing is not you can't pour. Shulchan Aruch and Eskelem do not bring down the case not pouring. The chumr itself, we don't not clear, we don't understand where it's coming from. Having a loyal hasim more than what's said in Shulchan Aruch, Hagam, you have to realize that's the kim to the makar of the Issa of the Kolboy. That means the makar is pouring. We did not take on the makar, we took on other chumras. And therefore, those who want to be makal, no problem. David Dine Fisher, Shad Blisky, Ravozner, Machaim, the one time you can't pour. There those, again, most of them might say machmer. The others one might be makal and say it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Hagam is clear that's the Kolboy that wants to answer. So Ilm says, no, I have a simple late, so. Come on, Shomazaman and Shemir Shabbos before he has the balloon. One time, very simple. Pour it slowly and nicely, benachas, and therefore the nochshash of agosel. Or slowly mix it together, but just do a benachas. The problem is, if you look up the kolboy that's poured down by us in the Beis Yosef, He says, what is the reason why Tehi Machmer over here? He says, why Tehi Machmer? Because not that you are doing the act of a gusa right now. When you pour in water, you will therefore do the pulos agasa, the gzera of agasa. You come along and stir, be a dayim. Therefore, benachas won't work. Tzadik Shlomo Zalman in the Meluim, then they show me, and I see the kol by inside, and I do not gain doing it benachas. What I gain doing benachas? It's a benachas, because the whole point of not pouring inside, come to go stir it over here. They point out two things from this. Number one, it's very good why the Pesachim left it out, they're not bringing it down to be machmer, because not part of the Sugya of Agos, it's a gzera. They're not taking on the Loch Lamaiso. That's why some left it out. But if you take on the Kolbay, you don't gain doing a benachas. You don't gain, what do you gain doing a benachas? Maiso or Chishaba somehow went, brings it down, do a benachas. Simple bottom, he writes, if it's impossible to lift it up, then do a benachas. But Pasha's benachas is not the correct amago. The correct thing is to go lift it up. Now, you should lift it up if you have a case of Gufuk Tumor. You can't lift it up as Gufuk Tumor, because if you don't have it so full or black there, then not, you can't pick it up and put it back down. Therefore, then what you go do? Then Echami, do the case of do Benachas. But you cannot do Benachas, because it's not a Sugil Chazorah. Anyway, you can do it. Then when it comes out, really what you should do is pick it up. Doing a Benachas is not a good Eso, if you come from the Golboy. What? What? It's in the car, not moving too much. But the eighth problem over here is really the sugya of Mechabed Sif Dalet. Again, Mechabed is causing a case over here when you had two pots before Shabbos that cooked. Now you took the first seer that's not on the ish, and you do atmona to it. You have the second seer that came on Shabbos and it's been stomach, starts drinking over here. You want to add one to another. The loch is come along to the Mechaber. Again, he's quoting, looking to the code of Eisaysif, and says, since one might be in Yad Slazboi, the other one is Yad Slazboi, and by Yad the Sugya of Bishul. Now, if that goes on further, even both of me Yad Slazboi, still we're going to ask her what they call Zeris Bishul. That means the Mechaber came along with the Chumovir, says, even though both are fully cooked, both are hot, so there might be one case, one's hot, one's not hot, might have a Zeris Bishul. Lalochan Mechaber brings down Gish Limchos on those who add from one thing to another, they pour one thing to another. The boy ends off, Ayla Kamon Simen Shin Yud Ches. What do you mean, Ayla Kamon Simen Shin Yud Ches? Says the Mechaber Rambam, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Chura, there are a mold, the Shittosa, you hold, the lack, and look, it's not understanding, you have no Bayam, it's not a Sugya Bishul. You also, the Chura, Lalocha, since it's lack, not understanding, you'll have no Bayam, it's not a Sugya Bishul, even not Yasas boy, never can pour from one to another. Ends off the Mogavrov, we call Mokam, Yeshli to the kidney is from Soif the writer. Still, let's be Machmur from the Machaber. Explains the Mishnebura, even though the Mawasi Mekel said the Mishnebura, but still let's be Choshis from the Machaber Shito. Tell him Yeshli to worry about the idea of pouring one to another. Therefore, that means said, unless the case use a kaf, use a ladle, a matekas, then I cannot take on even the Chumro of the Machaber over here. Building upon this, what they call Gzer special, we take this on practically. Come along the minimum osnid brew. Come along the divrei shol mitaino. Lechori, how can you pour from one thing to another? Mechaber asked it, and Rambam Mishmur said to be choshen mechaber. That's the correct thing to go do over here. Now pour one thing to another. Again, the both out over here. Now here, my so the svar is again why at least they Ashkenaz to be mechel. I mean, again, svarim have a hard time to pour water. I'm not clear where they have any head really, but the bnei Ashkenaz lechori. The firm Kamal to Mekel, number one, Kamal with Chesidka and Chuvan says, it's very nice, the Mishmur says, it's correct to be Machmer, but I said, we're not Choshish. That. It points out, it's not brought down, not by the Graz, not by the Chayodim, not by the Rechon Shulchan, and therefore, Chaimel says, not to take on this Chum and this Mogavram. So number one, it's that Nochen of a Mogavram in the Mechavashita, which you don't take on. Number two, Yesh Lechalek. The case over there is when the thing you're taking the water adding from is not Al-Ish. We're adding from water from a kettle or from or the urn, might say it is Al-Aish, or both Al-Aish. Devil Lukhori won't have this chumra over here. It's coming from Al-Aish to Al-Aish. Devil Lukhori won't have even from Golek Mechaber, who says you have the chumra coming from Aish Al-Aish. Therefore, we don't seem to lease the name Ashkenaz worry about this Indian. I got him the gate to the Neisvat, and Chanabi Yishlot. The ninth point is you have to realize unique Kholi Chazar. People sometimes do not realize they have the missing Kholi Chazara when you add one thing to another. That means we know Kholi Chazara has to be fully cooked. You have to make sure, number one, your chul is fully cooked. If you take off the lid, it's not fully cooked, you cannot put the lid back down. Even chashash is the right side. Has to be rasachas, which is, has to be oidiyoda, you die to lachas, no problem. The problem is, a lot of people, they have the chulant, they're putting it inside the crack pot, and there's no silver oil, they have no blech. So even if you want to take from your urn, your kettle, and pour it straight into your chulant, you can't do that. You need a blech there. It has to be groove and ketumah. That means if your crack pot is not fully lined over here, or you hold something that's lined, it's not nichel to get a groove and ketumah, because it's only thin over here. Or if you hold, don't want to put silver oil there, it's out of sugya of chumah back tomorrow. You cannot add water to your crack pot. You have bayah, it's out of sugya of Kali Chazara, Aleph. Boy, come on, the Rosh Hashanah says a massive Kiddush. What's the time? How's your kettle work? The more you earn. How's your earn work? It goes off and on, off and on, off and on. It's not constantly on. What time, Luchor, if you want to take the water from when the earn is off, it's Ke'in Adi Al Gabi Karko. And you're putting it on something that's on inside your children, which is Ala Ish. So you're saying you're taking from one when it's off, Ke'in Al Gabi Karko. And he gets involved, it's nichol get al gabei karka, and that one's off. He goes back and forth. But he's mitzvah to be machmed, take it from the case al gabei karka. When it's off, when the urn goes off and on, we take what's off. Now, I see a lot of faces over here, and Pashas, you can argue very strong against him. He himself is not clear about it. I see the Israel Falk, others, the Chura. When it's off, does not make a gabei karka. Still not mesiach das, still nichol get the kli over here. He's saying, not nichol and baya of going from karka, it's going clear the kli. The Chura, I think a very strong right is. That the Ramah says in Sebeis, the locha is you can take it from one kira to another kira. That means you can take it from one kira. Now the first kira can be groove up tumor. From the second kira, that's groove up tumor. Now, can a person take it from one kira that's groove and the other kira that's tumor? Parshas, yeah. What's groove mean? No coals, it's off. Tumor means when there are coals here, except it's covered with ashes, so when it's on. So the fact that no one says on the Ramah, it says you can take it to another kira. One is groovy tumor, the other is groovy tumor. No one tells you, don't take from a groovy to a tumor. Hashem before the Amos saying, my sense water. Which now leads to what? How can you use the urn? That's, again, what's the sort of makel? So when it's on, it's going to be, there's no problem. That's.
Saying it's going from Karka back on.
No, that's by itself. What's going by itself? Not Mitzvah Das. Not the time. It's by a timer. I agree. You hear me? I didn't need Michael. Now, the last point really is our sugya. People mechel on Gabe Kois. That means, again, to be practical, how to move something from your water, get inside your chulant. It's either the one way to move your crackpot. Now, to move your crackpot, either if you do that, you have a baya making your own fleishiks, you have a problem, sometimes your crackpot is very heavy, and sometimes the mice, you have a baya to move your crackpot, it's not good for tumor, can't put it back. Fine. To move your, the second option is to move your urn or your kettle over here, or to move it, usually it's plugged in, you have a baya making your fleishiks over here, or you can even move your kettle or your urn, the more your urn, the baya is the little get on books over here, because you have a heating element inside, looking among the swar, is the ick of the water, is the ick of the heating element, you're even allowed to move the urn. So what the Olim seems to really do is they do the third option, they don't move either one, they do it through a thing in between, Ayidei Kais. The Olim calls Pilum Mechel Mechem Ayidei Kais. That means not Pilum Mechel Mechem, Pilum Mechel Mechem Ayidei Kais. The question is, when the Rav, the Ran, when the Kais is an ulcer, is a mutter, means a Pisforo, come with a Vider in the Hilchos Shabbos, he says, Pisforo, come with a Magarvom, so there's a problem, Pilum Mechel Mechem. According to the Mishnah Brua that says to be makel only A to B, here's A to B to C. It's going to a third thing. Just like Mishnah Brua should be makel A to B to back to A, to a third thing. Nechel again, Sina Chadosho. A to B to C, according to the Mishnah Brua, should also be Osir. According to Yuzak Kaisi Vavaya, of being Pinam and Mechel and Mechel. And therefore, for this reason, the Vosel of Mice is Machmer. Rav Shtomach, also in Shuman Chalbein, wants to be Machmer. Rafak Mice will be Machmer. Do not have the head to ask Pinam and Mechel and Mechel. Atzana Sheni, Eilim seems to do that. What's the answer? So in Orcha Shabbos, in Chelik Alf in the back, in the Omer Tov Kuf Yud Zayin, is a letter by Shmuel Orbach, a Shukul Torah, about this question. Shmuel says, you want to answer it, and he died in front of the stifle to answer it. The stifle says, it's pushed him his mutter. He died in front of his father, Shlom Zalm, to answer it. Father, my son, no, my son's mutter. Shlom Zalm is about the shoes about my son's mutter, and Han Fisher, and Nasha Klein, and the Kodashani, and the other Maisa most wants to hold this motor. The shallow is Maisa wants to be motor. What's the Sati, Michael? So really can you answer sign the Mishabura and sign the Mogavam. Inside the Mishabura, again, he's understanding when you go from A to B, Maisa is motor, A to B to A, the problem is looking together of the Sila Achilo. Why? Because it's put upon the karak over here. Someone with Shlomo Zalman, he says, let's think about it for a second. If Mishmur holds you put A to B, I've put this B back in the fire, there's no problem. Put B on the fire. So you know what? I'm putting it back in the fire, you know how? By pouring it inside. You tell me I can put the Kli back, that I can. But I can't pour it back, put it pouring inside? Well, that I can. That is B. That's how am I putting it on. That's first, it's not mistaken at all to say I can't pour it back, put it back on the fire by pouring inside. That's Aleph. In the Mishmur's world. Second, come along the Shlomo Zalman again. It says the whole idea of Chashash to be Machmer is why it looks like a new Nisin over here. A new act, a new pull up putting over here. It's not a Hemshech was done beforehand. Why am I putting it into a cup and putting it inside this Cholent? Everyone sees that I saw of the Seifai is a Raya Betchilosai. What exactly am I doing? It's not a Nisin Chadosha. It's clear to put one side other. So the whole shell is when a person sees the chadosho, here what a person see, I see a continuation over here. Should not be a problem over here. Moed Daifishi says, once I've shown the Mishnah Berurah, that he wants to say that if Mishnah held any case to be machmer, he should have said he held A to B back to A is also A to B. You see, mice also. Why do you say that's also? He said once saying wants to say shown the round places. Gets about one mice could be able to hold the mice in smother according to Mishnah Berurah. By the way, from how Shmuel says it over, he says, "Be'etzim, what are you doing?" The be'etzim is his words are ke'in gesher. It's like a bridge. A vadi, a person has a right to take one, put a bridge going straight to another. Everyone sees there's no second thing in between. It's not A to B to C. It's A through this to get to B. It's really A to B. But it's how to get to B, putting it in between. And that's his answer. What to go do over here in the Mishnah Berurah's world? They come a step further and says. You know what? We can even be Mekel, according to Mog Avram. That means, come on first, Dain Fisher says, even according to Mog Avram, Maisa, over here, the only Tzatu Machmer is with not Dain Talachzer. Here, when you have Dain Talachzer, says the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Matirim. We have Rabbi Matirim, a boy to live Shto. Maisa, even according to Mog Avram, maybe let's be Mekel. That's Aleph. Second is, the whole idea you have to realize, according to the Ran, the question that Oyde Biyode Medaita Lachzer is one, is Dafkan Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos and Mutter. Vinikai Sol, so you make it over here. If so, the whole idea of Pinim Mechel Mecham is one, there's only Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. But on Shabbos, Maisi can't be Mechel. That means even according to Magavram, in the Ran's world, the whole question doesn't even start off. Vinikai Sol, so you make it. You have to realize, well, I can see in front of it. I haven't seen it. I have a rat over here. That means I'll see a Michael over here. And then boy, do I have over here? Vaid, again, a Kamlum of Shmuel says, the whole time, Tzura, what I'm doing over here, according to Iran, again, you can understand, that's not even A to B. This is straight putting inside from Eish al Gabe Eish. So these reasons, Shmuel again in his letter, and Shlomo Zalman says, whether you want to go solely with Shmuel, in even case of Magarom, the Maestri will be Michael, they have no Baya. Not like again, Ardos or Machmor. Shtomu says to be Machmor over here, Baker. Falk says to be Machmor. The one time the Mini Kleisel is what to go do, they put Pino Mechel Mechem are they Kleis. They do give you Maiso and Eitso. It won't be Machmor over here. They say, very simple Eitso. They say, go over to your kettle or your urn, take your cup and put it inside. Why put it inside? Put it inside. So the sigil, the Taz, of Maril. Now something you put inside the first kli, then again a kli mishnu kli sheni. Mishnu brings down machlokes to mishnu yichas, brings down over here to dalit. Machlokes we take on to be machmer, but mitzir for kula. So when you put your cup inside, now you're taking the cup out. That is your kettle over here. It's a kli mishnu. You're pouring it straight into your cholent over here. The Yivu Shalom Shalman says that's the ma'aseh of a good eitz over here. Shmir Shabbos brings it down this way. A fal can understand that eitz is to put your cup inside the urn and then take it, put it inside your cholent. Just to end off, to be practical over here, just Messiah. Maisa, Mitzah, Bosom, Macholov, you have a Bayah, Mitzah, Suki of Nitzuk and Zeyah. Therefore, what to go do? Either wait 20 seconds for the Zeyah to go away, or go far away from the Zeyah, or use a Kais. And again, the Suki of Hagasol, what you're supposed to do is take your pot off the fire. If you don't do that, the event, if it's impossible, do it for nachas, l'chol apokos. Number three, negate the sugya of water. Avadi should make sure the water is bubbled before Shabbos. Don't bubble before Shabbos, because you have a bayam, it's a sugya of bishul. Again, the Ilm seem to have the different hogs, what to do. Yishim in l'smach. Fine, k'slofim.
Goyah!